All right, while the kids are gone, let's play a game. It's just 1 week out from Christmas, and Mother Church continues to say to us, prepare, prepare, prepare. And so she put together for us the scriptures for this fourth Sunday of Advent with great intentionality. But it's the fourth Sunday of Advent. The wreath is totally lit, you know. We got things to do. So I was afraid we might miss what church wants us to hear today. So we're going to play a game. Here's the game. I want you to think about all the scriptures we just heard and pick who is the star of the show today. Given everything we heard in scriptures, who is the star? Now, think about it. Think about it. Now, tell the person next to you, because I don't want you cheating later. Okay? So, tell the person next to you. Who do you think the star is? Go. And if you're here by yourself, write it on your bulletin. Ellen, write it on the bulletin. All right. Who's the star of our scripture on this fourth Sunday of Advent? All right. Is it Ahaz? He certainly has the coolest name, Ahaz. But unfortunately, this king of Judah was a stinker. Even his reply to the Lord, which sounds good at first, I will not ask for a sign, I will not tempt the Lord. It sounds good, but it's not. No, it was not a reply from a place of faith. Rather, because Ahaz thought of the Lord as he did any other good luck charm, he simply didn't want to be jinxed. No, Ahaz is not the star today. Could it be Isaiah? Isaiah the prophet plays a pivotal role in God's unfolding action, particularly through this season of Advent. Isaiah is the Advent prophet. Isaiah is the one that delivers the oracle that we hear today. The virgin shall conceive and bear a son and shall name him Emmanuel. Isaiah the prophet delivers the promise of God, whose fulfillment we will soon be celebrating at Christmas. Isaiah's great, but he's not the star of today's readings. How about Mary then? Mary. Surely it's got to be Mary. No. Mary is the mother of Jesus, the mother of God. We have all kinds of feasts throughout the year in her honor. The Feast of the Immaculate Conception, the Feast of the Assumption, the Feast of Mary, the Mother of God. As the mystical body of Christ, the perpetuation of the Incarnation in the world and time today, we honor Mary just as Jesus honors her with our whole heart. Without Mary's yes to God's will, there would be no Jesus, no salvation, no hope. Mary is a star, but she's not the star of today's collection of readings. How many of y'all said Joseph? No. Joseph is a good man. And there's not a lot in Scripture that talks about him. And today we hear more than we usually do. I mean, Joseph is the one that the angel of the Lord speaks to today. Joseph is the one who illustrates the kind of Abrahamic trust in God that we all need to have if we're going to have faith-filled lives. Joseph's humble service is the model of discipleship to which we all must aspire. But even Joseph is not the star of today's scripture. No, the star of today's scripture is the Holy Spirit. The Holy Spirit. This is how, according to Paul in our second reading, Jesus is established as Son of God in power according to the Spirit of holiness through resurrection from the dead. The Holy Spirit is how Mary, the virgin, shall conceive and bear a son and name him God with us. The Holy Spirit is how Jesus Christ is with us right now, through the Holy Spirit's action. Just listen to the prayers. We're constantly praying that through the Holy Spirit, God the Father be given honor and glory in the name of Jesus Christ. It is this same Holy Spirit abiding in our hearts through baptism, the same Holy Spirit we call down upon our bread and call down upon our wine, the same Holy Spirit through whom the beloved of God in Paul's Rome and the beloved of God here at St. Bernadette now respond to God's call to be holy. The Holy Spirit is our star, for his abiding presence within us impregnates us with his seven holy gifts of wisdom, understanding, counsel, fortitude, knowledge, piety, and fear of the Lord. The Holy Spirit is our star, for through his inspiration, our yes to that inspiration, we can choose to bear his 12 fruits into our world of relationships, and in so doing, become holy. The perfect love between God the Father and God the Son, the Holy Spirit himself, is the star of this fourth Sunday of Advent, and the hero of our salvation stories today. The Holy Spirit is our star. Come, Holy Spirit of God, and transform each of us into the holiness of Jesus Christ.